3D Systems makes slew of announcements ahead of Form Next. Ahead of Form Next, 3D Systems proved that it is delivering on the vision proposed by its new CEO, Vyomesh Joshi, by making a series of new announcements, including important new machines for industrial production. There's a ton of news to break down, so let's get to it. Figure 4. Since its unveiling in 2016, 3D Systems Figure 4 has held a lot of promise for a company that suffered under its previous leadership. The new machine and the company's new CEO suggest that 3D Systems is re-evaluating its place in the world of 3D printing with a focus on industrial production. 3D Systems has released further news about its Figure 4 modular 3D printing system, including the various configurations, releases and prices. Named after a drawing in a 1983 patent filed by 3D Systems founder and chief technology officer Chuck Hull, Figure 4 is a quick printing digital light processing, DLP, system. The technology casts light onto a photosensitive resin, printing objects in a layerless fashion, allowing for 15 times the throughput of comparable technologies at a 20% reduction in costs. Paired with robotic arms, Figure 4 can be highly automated, with the arms moving finished prints to post-processing and quality control stations. The system is available in a variety of configurations, ranging from a standalone system for $25,000 to a highly customized system for over $1 million. These systems are available in four models targeted at industries such as healthcare and aerospace. Designed for inline production, the Figure 4 production is a completely customizable and automated system with automation features such as automated material delivery and integrated post-processing. Managed from a master control unit, the Figure 4 modular is meant for producing multiple unique parts at once, and includes automated material handling and centralized, manual post-processing. The Figure 4 standalone is, as it sounds, a single engine setup meant for low-volume production and prototyping. The Figure 4 Dental, which is also a single-engine system, is designed for use with 3D Systems' biocompatible materials portfolio. All of the machines feature the company's 3D Sprint and 3D Connect software. 3D Sprint is used for print prep, including placement and supports. For status reports and preventative maintenance, 3D Connect is made up of 3D Connect service, which allows users to schedule regular maintenance with 3D Systems for the machines, and 3D Connect Manage, a secure and remote monitoring program for single or fleets of Figure 4 machines. Along with the machine configurations, 3D Systems is also launching 15 materials, such as prototyping, clear, tough, elastic and high-temperature resins, geared toward industrial and dental applications. Compared to other continuous DLP technologies, such as digital light synthesis, DLS, from carbon, there is no need for a secondary heat curing process. Interestingly, Figure 4 was unveiled about a year after carbon's technology and, while carbon made clear the speed and material implications of its technology for a production setting, 3D Systems was already showcasing the possibilities of Figure 4 upon its demonstration. With automated material handling and post-processing, not only is Figure 4 fast, like carbon's technology, but it requires less manual intervention, making it ideal for the factory floor. Carbon is in the process of releasing similar automated solutions for DLS, including material handling and post-processing. It's possible that, by the time Figure 4 actually hits the market, Carbon will have its own inline production solution as well. Manufactured in part by Sanmina, the Figure 4 machines will be released throughout 2018, with the Figure 4 production and dental systems available in Q2 and the modular and standalone systems available in Q3. Sanmina will also be working with 3D Systems to expand 3D printing within its own global manufacturing service operations. To learn more about Figure 4, visit the 3D Systems website. Modular, automated metal 3D printing. Under its previous CEO, Avi Reichenthal, many of 3D Systems' vast multitude of acquisitions seemed to languish. Among them was French metal 3D printer manufacturer Phoenix Systems. While the company was able to release new metal 3D printers as a result of this acquisition, Reichenthal's vision was consumer-focused, leading him to pursue flashier, yet less immediately practical products, such as the ChefJet Sugar 3D printer and the Serajet ceramics system. Under its newer CEO and HP veteran, Vyomesh Joshi, the company is much more focused, with a laser sight on industrial production. Along with news of the production grade Figure 4 system, 3D Systems also announced the development of the DMP8500 factory solution, which the company describes as the first truly scalable, automated and fully integrated metal additive manufacturing solution. With a build volume of 500 mm by 500 mm by 500 mm, the system is still somewhat smaller than GE Additive / Concept Lasers X-Line 2000R, the largest metal powder bed fusion 3D printer at 800 by 400 by 500 mm. The DMP8500 is a modular solution, in that it is made up of several different systems that make up an automated workflow. The printer modules feature 3 lasers, compared to the X-Line 2000R's 2, for increased productivity. The removable print modules, RPMs, are sealed modules meant for transporting power to the printers or parts from the printers. The powder management modules depowder parts on the build platforms and then automatically recycle unused powder for subsequent jobs. Tying all of these elements together are the transport modules, which move the RPMs between the printer and powder modules. To augment its overall metal 3D printing line, 3D Systems added laser form maraging steel, A, which can be machined, welded and hardened for use in injection molding and tooling. Along with the new metal, a new parameter set license for laser form metals was released. These extra high productivity parameters for laser form TGR5, A, and TGR23, A, can be licensed for a 30% reduction in build time, while maintaining highly consistent and repeatable part quality. News of the DMP8500 is particularly interesting when compared to the vision of Concept Laser, before and after its acquisition by GE Additive. Concept Laser is working toward developing its Factory of the Future concept, which bears a striking resemblance to 3D Systems' new solution. So far, powder handling, printing and part removal stations have been unveiled by Concept Laser, but the company previously published videos in which automated transport modules would cart around finished parts and new powders to create a 24/7, lights-out factory. The DMP8500 is planned for release in Q4 2018. By then, or even later this week and next at the Formnext show, Concept Laser may have expanded on its vision, so that 3D Systems will have to compete against GE with its technology. Regardless, we know which direction the industry is heading. It's also heartening to see a company with the most diverse technology portfolio in the industry, 3D Systems, begin to reshape itself into a leading company once again. To learn more about the DMP8500, visit the 3D Systems website. The Proxess LS6100. Along with the potentially more exciting announcements of its metal 3D printing and Figure 4 technologies, 3D Systems has also added to its line of selective laser sintering, SLS, systems with the Proxess LS6100, which is designed for large parts. According to 3D Systems, the system is aggressively priced. It features automated material handling with a material quality control system that includes continuous automatic sifting and filtering. An air-cooled laser removes the need for a chiller, lowering the cost and increasing the efficiency of the system. The company also suggests that the Proxess LS6100 has the highest resolution and edge definition of any SLS system. To boost the capabilities of the larger 3D Systems SLS line are a number of new materials, as well. These include the flame retardant Uraform Prox FR1200, which meets the flame retardancy requirements of the aerospace industry for interior cabin parts. The durable Duraform Prox X Blocks is a nylon 11-based material made from renewable, non-petrochemical resources that can be used to replace ABS and polypropylene. Duraform Prox AF Plus is an aluminum and mineral-filled nylon 12 for stiff, heat-resistant parts that will face heavy loads. Like the Figure 4 platform, the Proxess LS6100 features 3D Sprint software for Print Prep and 3D Connect, for preventative maintenance and print monitoring. To learn more, visit the 3D Systems website. Back to the desktop. Though 3D Systems shelved its consumer division, Cubify, at the end of 2015, the company is revisiting the desktop 3D printer space with a new FabPro 1000, described as an entry-level production printer. Targeted at engineers, designers, jewelry makers and makers, the system seems to either be a stereolithography, SLA, or DLP system that is priced at less than $5,000. According to the company, the system is 4 times faster than competing machines. a contract with BMW, lending confidence to the company's new direction and leadership. 3D Systems announced a new 3-year contract with BMW. The automaker will be leveraging 3D Systems' on-demand manufacturing services to 3D print design and functional prototype parts. The partnership will primarily use SLA and LP, in addition to 3D Systems' painting, dyeing, tumbling and other finishing services, to create interior and exterior automobile test parts, as well as tools and fixtures. The parts will be included in summer and winter ride-out testing for fit and functionality in extreme heat and cold. Correction: the 13th of November 2017, this article previously stated that 3D Systems' new metal 3D printer is larger than GE Additive's Xline 2000R, which is incorrect.